AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 10, the season finale of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices. Fans vote to determine the winners. Follow the podcast on Instagram at @life_a_draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page to vote after each episode. After the draft, we play a game called Closest for the Win. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Job hunting, fantasy football preparations, and packing for a trip to the 302, Catman is here.
Horseshoe crabs, Yingling, and fried shrimp, hopefully.
Not dogfish, Yingling.
Yeah, true, Yingling. Now I can get dogfish out here. It's nationwide now.
You're going to go to Pizza Villa.
Yeah, good call.
Make sure you bring that cash.
Also, Jimmy Allen concert Saturday night.
Putting the final touches on his kids' bedrooms, decor, coaching soccer camp, and getting more dental work, Birdo is here.
Sounds like a good time, right?
Soccer camp.
Yeah, soccer camp through church. I have no idea how to even play soccer, but I figured it out.
That's why I was questioning it.
Call the pitch.
Starting off tonight wonderfully by accidentally drafting Run CMC in fantasy football, J-Cat is here.
Super terrific. My computer apparently dropped connection and while I was waffling over who I wanted to pick. And of course, since he is the great white hype, I drafted him. And I drafted him last year, and he screwed me. So we'll see if maybe this was just, this is fate intervening for me to give him another chance. For the record, I'll take Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase.
Just finished drafting his first of, for some reason, many fantasy football teams, and his hype for Niners football this year, Shine is here.
I used to say you can't have enough fantasy football teams, but I learned one year that is simply – not true. So
what's too many, Shine? Four?
Five. Five was too many.
Wow.
Oh, I've never done more than three.
Three is the magical number.
And Bomar is running late, so he will be here shortly. But I am your host, Eric. And the crowd goes, RTJ. And the crowd goes, RTJ. Birdo and I saw Run the Jewels in concert in Philly the other night. Sweet. Crowd was hyped. If you like rap and don't know who they are, check out the songs Legend Has It, Run the Jewels, and Ooh La La.
Step into the spotlight.
Woo. So, good concert. Don't forget, you can now get Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. Search Life's a Draft. You can get all sorts of items, including tees, hoodies, mugs, and stickers. Check for the link on our Facebook page and at the bottom of the voting page. tpublic always runs sales, so wait for a sale to save some money, help support the podcast, and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the 80s music draft.
If I didn't get last, I will never get last.
In sixth place, comments include, I'll be honest, I don't like much of any 80s music, but I do love David Lee Roth's version of Van Halen's. And he's not even looking up at the camera. And Purple Rain the song, Purple Rain the album, Purple Rain the movie, Purple Rain the Ravens, Let's Go Crazy. Catman's team, the choices of a new generation, 7.8% of the votes.
Well, I'm consistent. It's all that matters.
There are no names attached to these teams. The chances of you making this run of last place is just...
That's pretty hard to do.
That really is.
The team speaks for itself. I will say,
my Cat team's Man, not trash. Like,
no,
none of my teams are. Like,
no,
they ain't good.
Aladdin's rug. Like, let's be real. Like, I'm not trying to.
You're squandering
right
the
now,
first pick week after week. Like, so you got to blame the GM at some point.
You pick Power of Love, number one overall, Rob. That's
hurting. Poor pick. And I would like to say, I don't think I ever heard Purple Rain before. It's the worst song that was drafted, Purple Rain. in my opinion. I couldn't even listen to it.
Person that picked the DeLorean for his first pick last time is giving me for picking Power of Love with my first pick.
I'm not saying it's a bad song, but it's not a number one overall song. You could have waited to the third round.
Rob, with all the Back to the Future fans in this draft, mm-hmm. like, are you serious? Like, carry on. That's fine.
You'd be living in sixth place, kid. Living there.
In fifth place. Comments include, you make us choose one. This was like choosing my favorite child. And anything with Madonna, Michael Jackson, or Prince, I am out. Shine's team, Dazed and Confused, 11.1% of the votes.
It's so funny. You just mentioned those three, and then, like, in my head, I was like, what one of those did I vote one of them?
You had MJ for sure.
Michael Jackson, yep.
Oh, hey, top of the morning to you there, Mr. Marr.
Forgive me, boys.
What were you doing?
You're all disheveled. Did
you look at your hair.
I was at a church function.
Oh, you did say you were at a dinner or something, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you're white. White people church don't last this long.
In fourth place, comments include, the Rick Roll will allow Never Gonna Give You Up to live on for many years. Thriller is not only a song, but it's a movie that you rent every time you went to the local rental store with your parents. Even to this day, I will get hyped up on some Eye of the Tiger. Take on me, take on me. Can't even read the song without singing it in my head. My team, Totally Tubular Tunes, 12.2% of the votes. I'm very disappointed with my finish. I did say that I think the top four teams are all stellar teams. I like mine better. There are some that are questionable on some teams. I don't have any questionable picks, in my opinion, for 80 songs. It is what it is. In third place, comments include covers all genres and great range that captures the essence of the 80s. The eclectic selective J-Cats team, 16.7% of the votes, third place.
Man, that's where I roll, man.
Why is Bo fist pumping? Amanda, you are second or first?
I helped him pick songs. Calm down.
You sat in the background on the couch. Calm down.
You Googled your stuff like you always did. Shut up.
All right, don't get too excited. In second place, comments include, those songs are the best team and bounce off each other well, and they aren't overplayed. And, I mean, what doesn't get you pumped when singing with a group? Every song you can honestly say to anyone that you have sung these songs out loud by themselves or in a group, especially if you can't sing. Bo Mars, a.k.a. Amanda Mars team, Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, 18.9% of the votes. Second place.
How did Bobby's win? Because of Journey.
All of my songs are straight fire.
No, Journey. Trust me, it's Journey alone.
Thanks, boys.
Good job, Amanda.
Thank you. Place.
Let him read the comments first, Bo. Don't be hating, son.
In first place with 33.3% of the votes. So a third of the votes.
Wow.
Held you.
Big.
Comments include, this was the hardest decision I've ever had to make. I feel like I can immediately start dancing or recite the opening lines of these songs and they get me going. And just listen to this list. Steve Perry, / Axl Rose, Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, and The Breakfast Club. Enough said. Birdo's team, A Midnight Train to Anywhere, first place.
I used to tell you all when I thought I had the best team, and then I got accused of saying it every week, which I didn't. I thought I was going to be a first or second. This was a first or second place team. I thought it was a first team place team, but you never know. So I'm pleased with the results of that draft.
The Birdo's team, number one, means he's picking last tonight's draft, but no one's going to pick his pet peeves anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But before we get to that, here's what we should have drafted. Burning Down the House. Every little thing she does is magic. Let's Dance, David Bowie. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's My Life. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division and probably about 50 others. Salt and Pepper Push It, Lionel Richie All Night Long.
In Excess.
We don't need that, Bo. In Excess, Don't Change. Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure. Faithfully by Journey. Dancing with Myself. Keep On Loving You, REO Speedwagon. Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. It's an unbelievable song. REM, End of the World as We Know It. Free Fallin', Tom Petty. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Pat Benatar. Run DMC, Walk This Way. Your Love, The Outfield. Running Up That Hill. Come On, Eileen. Here I Go Again. Girls, Girls, Girls. Fight For Your Right. Hall & Oates, Out of Touch. Beat It, Michael Jackson. You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC. Back in Black, AC/DC, Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now, any Hall & Oates, the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al, any 80s David Bowie, Devo songs, Madonna, Material Girl. This song's unbelievable. John Parr's Man in Motion, St. Elmo's Fire. If you don't know what that is, it is ultimate 80s. Like, look that up. Rob, you know that song, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. About? It's
St. Elmo's Fire. It's unbelievable. Like, it was on my honorable mention. I just never mentioned it, but
yeah, me too.
I watched it again the other day, and I was, like, getting hyped. It seems like it belongs.
Sing the chorus.
I can feel the fire burning. I can feel it turning down. St. Elmo's Fire. It sounds like it belongs in Rocky. It's unbelievable. Watch. It's called Man in Motion, St. Elmo's Fire.
Man, are you a Man in Motion?
No.
Listen to it. You will know it if you hear it.
It somehow made it into the Spider-Verse. It's played in there for a second. Yeah. When they're riding on the bus to upstate New York.
I heard it. I probably hear it.
Yeah. Continuing on. 99 Red Balloons, I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, and Danger Zone. Also, Was Not Was, Walk the Dinosaur. Open the door. Get on the floor. Dinosaur. Millie Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain. Billy Idol, White Wedding. And U2, Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Also, every other Van Halen song besides Jump. I think Metallica made a few albums in the 80s. Dire Straits, NWA, Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Primus, Motley Crue, Bad Brains, Dead Kennedys, Slayer, Megadeth, but nah. Let's go with Rick Astley and some more flaming garbage. Resident hater.
Was that Mark Nauman?
Yeah, resident local hater. Had to say that.
Saying
hey.
I'm going to pick a Primus song for best song of the 80s. No thanks. And last, I always like to read the comments that are either funny, insightful, or simply they put thought into it. So this last one is from the G-Mom, a.k.a. mother of Berto and I. She said, where do I start? Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Good song. Remember in Napoleon Dynamite when Deb danced to the song at the formal prom? The Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. She was adamant about this song, Tainted Love by Soft Cell. Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. The Cars, You Might Think I'm Crazy. Queen, another one bites the dust. U2, Where the Streets Have No Name, and With or Without You. Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies. Rod Stewart, Some Guys Have All the Luck, and Forever Young, which reminds me of another song, Forever Young, that was also on the Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack. Twisted Sister, We're Not Going to Take It. Few songs from Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself, and Rebel Yell. Those are the songs that we should have drafted. So that was last week's draft. So this week, the season finale, this week's draft is our pet peeves, those things that really annoy us and anger us. And just, man, we've been waiting for this one for a while. So I feel like we're going to be quite chatty on this. But Catman, your usual spot. Number one, tell us what your biggest pet peeve is.
I got a lot of pet peeves right now. Like, a lot on my mind right now with pet peeves. But I'm going with people in pajamas at the store.
Number one?
Really? It bugs the crap out of me. It's like, gross. I understand, like, if you're in, like, sweatpants or, like an official sweatpant, right? Or, like, a hoodie, something like that. But if you're wearing, like, pajama pants,
SpongeBob pants,
yes, fleece pants, like Call of Duty pants that are like meant to be slept in at night and not worn out, or slippers to the store. Crocs are acceptable. Sanooks.
Yeah, it's bad. I just put pajamas in public.
Pajamas in public. Like, you can't take 5 seconds to just throw something on.
Here's my question. Is it the outfit that they slept in and just never changed?
Yes.
Or do they change into that?
112%.
It's possible. Probably, yes.
Think about pajama day at school. The kids are rolling out of bed. They don't brush their hair straight into school that day.
All right, here's my other question. Do these people that wear these out and about, I've said it before, are sitting at the Applebee's booth, getting Applebee's germs on their pants, do they then crawl back into bed that night in the same pants, which is just filthy?
Yeah, it's a huge pet peeve of mine. Some of the voters might do it. I'll probably lose votes for this. I don't care. It's terrible. You need to have real sweatpants.
Bourbon Street steak stains on their pants. Yeah.
It's no worse than sweatpants.
Like, way worse. Just put some basketball shorts on. It's something that's like not sleepwear. something.
It's a good
to go
pick,
to the
Rob.
Store. To get
you
something.
You could have hung on to it for two more rounds, but it was a good pick.
No one's going to have anything else that's on my list.
I wear basketball shorts in bed.
So why? Right. It's normal.
Right. I don't even own pajamas. Oh, we talked about this before. Wait, Diltz drafted pajama pants. Didn't he?
No, Diltz wears pajama pants. Diltz is wearing pajama pants as he listens to this, regardless of what time it is right now.
The lion's heads on him.
Maybe I'm a little bougie, maybe a little pinkies up, whatever. I don't care. But it just it grinds my gears a little bit I see people at the store.
No, because like half the time, like the pajama pants are too long and they're like over their shoes and they're getting all
stepping
dirty.
On it in a Walmart floor. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So like I'll allow it if it's like 8 years or younger. Cause I guess I don't understand. I don't have children, but I would understand the struggle of like having a child and maybe dressing them. That's different. That's allowed. I'll allow that. But if you're an adult, absolutely not.
Rob, is there a time limit? Like anything prior to 8 o'clock? If you saw someone in food line at 8:20 with pajama pants, is that acceptable? But at 11:12, it's like completely not acceptable.
If we're after 9 a.m., like yeah,
9 a.m. Yeah, can't even be after 9 a.m.
8:22 is the cutoff.
All right, Shine. That means you got the second pick.
All right, so I was gonna have a theme with my picks tonight, but this one's such a big one, and there's a chance that someone will steal one of my five, so I'll just go ahead with it. And I'm taking chewing loudly, but specifically like the lip smackers. There's some foods that you just can't help for them to be loud, like a pretzel, the thick hard pretzel. Like you're gonna have to be loud with that. Like you can keep your mouth shut and be crunching on that, and like ice is gonna be loud. That doesn't bother me. But it's like the lip smackers. You can help that. Stop smacking your lips when you eat. That's definitely a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I don't notice that. It doesn't bother me. I don't really care.
It's a true pet peeve then.
Just first come on of all, over here. Come on over here. I got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. You can hear them in the next room and they're chomping on their gummy somethings.
Jason, that was one of my top picks.
Sour Patch Kids.
Loud chewing.
Literally yesterday, Max was having a single Sour Patch. And you would have thought he was eating a horse.
If you like, sound like a cow at that time.
Sour Patch Kid? No, I don't.
Wrong with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I do.
I can't get past the part of the story when you thought someone would actually choose a pretzel to eat.
Chew a
pretzel? Pretzels are terrible.
Oh, yeah. I'm not disagreing with you that.
Sorry. Like,
but
pretzels are terrible?
No one goes, oh, I'm hungry. Let me go get some pretzel.
All right, moving on. My pick, the thing that annoys me the most in the world is driving. But more specifically, when people are in the left lane for no good, for godforsaken reason, get out of the way. I can't, I'm not even going to elaborate. I get so angry when... First of all, when two cars drive the same speed in the left and the right lane, that's annoying. But the person in the left lane shouldn't be over there. So nothing makes me more mad and more annoyed than left lane drivers. And here's the thing. If someone never told you, like, I know my dad, Mr. Driving, baby driver himself, he told me, you know, the left lane is for passing. Like you pass and then get back over. But if no one ever told you that, here's a tidbit. It says it on the Del Dot sign as you're entering Milford. Hey, campers are in the right lane. Move over. It tells you, get out of the way. And people still don't do it. And there's nothing on earth that drives me more mad than that. I absolutely cannot stand it.
If people are passing you on the right and giving you dirty looks, are you questioning why? What did I do wrong?
No, because they're clueless. They're absolutely clueless. And that angers me just as much. I cannot take, I'm getting mad thinking about it right now.
Eric, in Europe, the right lane was dedicated to tractor trailers. So like all the tractor trailers, all the big trucks were to the right lane. So everybody could just fly right past them. It was awesome.
How about people that sit behind tractor trailers? Like they could be in the right lane, whatever. Who in their right mind would drive behind a tractor trailer? I don't care if it was going 100. And if I came up behind it, I would do everything I could to get away from a tractor trailer on the road, but people just chill behind it. No big deal. Rocks kicking up. It doesn't matter.
But what I'm telling you, it was a law. So like all these big trucks had to stay to the right lane, which made the traffic flow so much better. Everybody common was sense. Flying by.
It's common sense. Get out law. Of the way.
It's a law in Pennsylvania to not cruise in the left lane. But I think they're like the plate that I see doing it the most.
It'd be hard to enforce that. I don't know how cops would catch someone doing that unless they clocked them going 55. If you're going, I want to say if you're going under 65 on a highway in the left lane, you shouldn't be allowed in a car ever again.
It's not even about the speed, because you'd be going 70, and if someone's trying to go 80,
right,
they should have been going, just
even more.
You shouldn't be in that lane. Go in the right lane and pass, and then get back over.
And 9 times out of 10, I look over, they have their phone in their hand and looking down. Now, I'm guilty. I do look at my phone when I'm driving too, but not necessarily in the left lane when I shouldn't be in the left lane.
Do you flash your lights like your brother does?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Liddy always tells me it doesn't do anything, and it usually doesn't, but they still need to know. I will, if there's like a person like 3 cars ahead of me holding up the left lane, I will beep my horn, not at the car in front of me, but to know, to let the person 3 cars ahead know, get out of the way, because somehow the person behind them isn't flashing their lights or beeping their horn. It doesn't make any sense. They have to know. They have to learn what they're doing is killing me slowly from distress and anxiety, and how much wrong they're doing in the world.
I thought
the fact that you think that they can hear you from 3 cars back is hilarious. Oh,
they definitely can. You hear a core horn honk. No one honks their horn. No one uses their horn.
Like, you're talking about like 65 miles an hour. There's no way they hear you.
Buckle up.
Season finale, we're coming in hot. J-Cat, Pretzels, number one pick.
No, it's not a pet peeve. People eat them probably are. But no, people who put on speakerphone in a public place and carry on a conversation. Like, I give a what Ray Ray wants for dinner, or what you need to pick up at the grocery store, or what Chanel told freaking Twanger Tang about the other day. They will carry on a whole conversation on speakerphone.
In line,
yeah. Like,
but sometimes they use FaceTime. Like, you're not even looking at the phone. What's the point? Like, what are you doing?
They're holding it, and I can hear everything. Like,
I have that on my list, but that's a good one.
It's on my list.
I haven't had any of these on my list other than my.
What about the, like? I feel like cars. If you're like,
Don't say that, Sean. That's still in play.
No, but like, is it like? I don't drive a car that has that sweet feature of.
Oh, you're saying, can you use a speakerphone like on your chest or something?
My neighbors will pull in, and I believe they have their conversation going through their
Bluetooth. Yeah, through the car.
And I can hear it word for word outside.
Yeah. And I'm just being responsible.
I'm not next to them.
I thought that's come to one of my picks.
Why can I hear their conversation like outside of the car across the street, 3 doors down?
It's loud, bro.
Because they're not cognizant of the fact they need to turn it down.
Do they have it cranked up?
Yeah, like, because the music and
when you're driving, the road noise is loud, so you have to turn up the Bluetooth. So when you park, it's still loud.
Okay, that makes sense. Again, maybe someday I'll have Bluetooth car.
All right, using speakerphone in public. J-Cat don't want to hear what you got to say and what Ray Ray wants for dinner. Bomar, you making this pick or Mandy coming
in? All right, boys. So this is my number
first pick
one
in two podcasts.
This gives me anxiety, and this happened to me today, tonight. Matter of fact, for this podcast, and my number one is being late. Being late drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. I'm waiting at the door for all my girls to get to the truck. If I tell someone I'm going to be there at 6 o'clock. If I'm not there at 5:50, I'm late.
You were 30 minutes late to this podcast, boy.
I couldn't even get it out of my mouth.
I know I was. I know.
Can't believe Bomar
was giving me the whole time.
I'm dying. How do you pick that first when you were late?
I'm taking the first pick, buddy.
You're on time. You're late.
Bo is always prompt.
He ain't early, late.
Listen, I'm always prompt. Very rarely will you see me late. You saw a late Mar today.
Bo, question. Are you picking when you're late or when other people are late or just both. Lateness?
Okay. Both. Lateness in general. I can't all stand right. it. You know what I mean?
Get it. It's on my list, but I'm going to tweak it a little bit because I'm not going to draft it. I'm not going to draft it, but it has to do with people being late. It has to do with people with zero urgency.
Yes.
People do things with no sense of urgency, whether it's driving, whether it's standing. Never mind. Nobody cares about time.
In my field of work where it's just like landscape work, cutting grass and stuff, time is.
Sounds fun.
Time is money, kid.
All right. Birdo.
All right.
Back-to-back picks.
I'm going to paint a picture here, okay? Because there's a lot gets encompassed in this pet peeve of mine. So even prior to COVID, I like to have clean hands. If I'm touching doorknobs, if I'm shaking hands, I want to have my hands washed before I eat or something like that. So if I go to a public bathroom, and even if I just urinate, which I don't other in public anyway, I urinate. I want to walk out of that bathroom with clean hands. So if the automatic sink or the automatic paper towel dispenser doesn't work, or if the sink flow like is like a dribble, or there's no soap, I'm just livid. I just want to wash my hands, dry off with 4 paper towels, and use those paper towels to open the door out and be on my way. So if none of that's happening, it's a huge pet peeve of mine. Weak sinks, unfilled soap dispensers, and terrible paper towels that rip when you kind of like pull them out.
So what are you drafting? Taking? Three yeah, different things?
Taking? Bathroom. So,
I'm drafting
toiletries.
The Iron Man bathrooms. I'm talking about. My pet peeve is poor hygiene products in bathrooms.
But yet you hate ghost poops.
Or lack of, you mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The lack of proper.
That should have been your favorite bathroom. Superpower. Here's my thing, Bobby, because I almost have legit the opposite thing on my list. When you, after you wash your hands, you touch something else in that bathroom.
No, I don't. I go right to the paper towels.
No, wait. What if they don't have the touch-free stuff
in it? So there's always like a little tiny like sliver that you have to pull, which always rips, which is obnoxious. Now, if you're saying that I have to turn the side crank to get it out, I'll go back and wash my hands again. Or I will notice that when I go in.
What about if you have to turn the water on?
I use the paper towel to turn it off and open the door.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bruh, step your game up, son. Step your hygiene game up. All right, that's one. My next one's a little simpler. I hate grocery shopping. Hate it with a passion. But if you go grocery shopping, have the common decency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me start over. There's two things in this world that we pay a lot of money for. Our homes and our cars. The most expensive things we're going to have. Put your shopping cart back in the rack. If you leave it somewhere next to you, you're a complete lazy slob. And it could hit someone else's car, could hit my car. Are you telling me that you can't walk 40 feet or 10 feet to put the shopping cart away to potentially prevent someone from having $100 of damage in their car because Amen. You're lazy? Put your shopping carts away, you turds. I literally went to Hobby Lobby 2 weeks ago. As like I said, I've been like doing projects for my kids' rooms. I was in a particularly good mood this day, and I went all around, and they don't have a rack in the parking lot. And I personally collected about 9 to 10 carts and put them back next to the store just because I couldn't take it. I just couldn't look in the parking lot and see that many carts out there. It was chaos, total chaos in Hobby Lobby. My good Samaritan act for today. Off.
You need to follow on TikTok if you don't. It's Cart Narcs.
And I know who he is. And he's doing the right thing.
That guy is hilarious.
He's doing the right thing.
He like corners people and be like, hey, why didn't you return that or something?
No, he has sticker or magnets that he throws on their car and says like Cart Narc.
And then as they're leaving.
And I want to know.
So what, mad.
What is one person's explanation? Why didn't you put it back? The only thing you can say is I'm lazy. The one guy on that video said, do I work here? No, you don't work here. You tub. Put the cart back so none of us else hit it.
It's nuts. People are selfish, man.
True.
It's basically all it comes down to.
Bomar, second pick.
Man, there are so many pet peeves. I'm telling you.
Are you telling us?
I have some personal ones.
Obviously. I think they're all should be personal.
You pick someone else's pet peeves.
All right. So this is a big one. Overposting on social freaking media. I don't care about your whole freaking life. Overposting on social media is awful. I don't need to know what you did every second of every freaking day. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Unfollow. That's when you get the unfollow, but still stay friends with them. So they know.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I gotta understand pictures here, there, but every single, like, I'm talking about people that post 3-4 times a day.
You won't name someone. You won't do it.
Caroline Marr.
I saw it mine, but I'm not gonna name them.
Who?
I'm not gonna do it. That person might listen here.
Who is it? I hope so. All right. Overposting social media. JCat.
This one burns me up, and I have interjected or gone over and talked to the person that was doing this because it burns me up so bad. You go out to a restaurant, especially during COVID times, you know they're understaffed, and you have people who are just freaking rude to the wait staff. There's nothing they can ever do that is right. They're just arrogant. They don't tip well. They're mean. I can't freaking stand that when you're rude to wait staff. I say thank you every single time someone brings me something when I'm out to eat. And you see so many people harassing the wait staff at local restaurants and then complain about why don't they have anybody who wants to work? Well, they don't want to work because you're a
Here's my thing. These people are handling your food.
Exactly. We've all seen Waiting.
Yes. You've seen the movie Waiting.
Everything so nice.
You should treat them so kindly. You are just like, thank you so much for being in water.
I was just in Walmart the other day, and some guy was in like the fishing sports section. And I don't know if you guys have been in the Rehoboth Walmart recently, but they like transformed or changed the whole store around. So there's literally, at least the day I was there, no prices really on anything. And a guy wanted to know how much something costs. And happened to see one of the workers walking by and was like, yo, and like got his attention, asked him how much it was. Guy had no idea. He wasn't in that department. And the guy was like, doesn't anyone work in this department? And the worker basically said they're understaffed, all this other stuff. And he was like, so no one can tell me how much this is. And I wanted to be like, they're understaffed because you or people like you are talking to people like that.
And there's an app that tells you the
price. Yeah, I was going to say, there's an app for that.
Called the Walmart app. On a poll. And if you're at Walmart expecting good customer service, you're going to be let down. Because they're there to get low prices.
And put you're there for low. Exactly. You're there for low prices. And people in pajamas shopping.
Before we move on,
parking lot.
I have one of my pet peeves is no respect. No respect.
That's not really a pet peeve. I mean, that's...
But that kind of is. There's no respect. Like, kids today.
You, Roddy Dangerfield? Settle down.
I go back to school. A diving competition, and I still get no respect.
That's the state of the world.
Everyone's so angry.
Yeah, I'm going to be angry real quick right now. My next pick, spending a lot of time watching TV, watching streaming shows, this and that. You guys all know, I've yelled about Randy it out before. This is what brings in the money. There is nothing that makes me more angry. I told you I'd rather sit and stare at the wall or a black screen with no sound than watch any advertisement or commercial on any type of anything. YouTube, that 15-second thing, it kills me. I wait and stare at the like skip ad button every single time. I hit it as soon as I can. Commercials, I will change the channel no matter what I'm watching. I cannot take it. I'll get up and move if I have to. Anything I can do, or I'm pretty much like we all do, is pull out our phone and start looking at something else while we're watching. I hate commercials and advertisements for anything.
Bro,
I don't
purposely like, not buy something because of a commercial. Be like,
yes, hey, I'll never buy. I won't even look. I'll close my eyes so I don't see what the product is because you're not forcing me to buy or see whatever you want me to see.
That Dawn Bishop boy.
That's why DVRing sports games and anything is unbelievable because you fast forward and I pay for Hulu and still have to watch ads because I don't pay enough. It's mind-boggling. But commercials, advertisements, I hate them. Enough said. Shine.
My theme was going to be driving. I could go on and on and on. So I'm going to go with my first one. And that would be people that stop at a yield sign. Drives me nuts. Like, how can you not look? You can see what's coming. You don't need to stop. That's why the state put a yield sign there, not a stop sign, because they can expect that you can see if something's coming and if you need to stop or not. People that stop at a yield sign when there's no cars coming, I want to plow right into the back of them.
All right. I was ready to like ask, like, because
I do. I really want to. Like,
if I won Mega Millions
the other day, I probably would go out and buy some cars that I would automatically just know it's like demolition derby time. Smash and the first time. Person that stopped the yield sign just smash right into the back of them. How else are you going to learn?
Next pick, Catman, back to back picks.
I feel like everything on my list has been talked about in the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to go, since they were just brought up, I know they're not really in Delaware. Roundabouts and driving through them are absolutely awful. They're very efficient, keeps traffic moving. I'd heard that there was rumors like Route 1 is going to get roundabouts at some point for, you know, the Delaware peeps, 302. Good luck with that if that happens, to improve traffic flow. But I never know where to drive in them because it's constant traffic, right? You guys know what I'm talking about with a roundabout?
Yeah.
How many roundabouts do you encounter in a week?
Roundabouts. With that next pick, Catman, third round pick.
No, but they have them out here in Wisconsin, Bo. Like, they're on major highways. And they're like,
yeah, three lanes. They have it in Europe.
They're like three laned roundabouts. And like, you just have to go into it and everyone's coming in from every side. You just like,
roundabouts. I don't know about those. So,
yeah. And there's like three of them in a row and like a lot of places around here. Seriously, like, you go through three different roundabouts just to get to the other side. There's a Walmart over here that I hate going to. Because, and Autumn makes fun of me because, like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the Mason Street Walmart. And she's like, is it because of the roundabouts? And I'm like, yeah. So I'm shook.
It
might go over a lot of people's heads because the majority of our voting group is on the East Coast, so they might not get it. But driving through roundabouts is terrible. My back-to-back pick is like when you're flying in a plane, right? Like, everyone wants to get off the plane as quickly as possible.
Oh,
if it lands. And everyone stands up like,
why?
The door is going to open in like 20 seconds or something. And then everyone takes forever to get off the same plane they stand up. Like, there's a shirt that Homage made, the t-shirt company, stop standing up when the plane lands.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to buy it to just wear it every time I fly. Because it drives me crazy.
Plane shirt?
Yeah. Wow. Like, where are these people? Where are you going? You know that we have to like.
It's not first come. It's not the first person stands up. Kids, all first. Nothing you can do.
There's yeah. And then you're getting in line. You're walking off the plane to walk down another line. So like, just what's the rush?
Now you get them carry ons out. You out of there. You ain't got to wait for that baggage to come.
Does that annoy you more than people who clap when the plane lands?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I've never really experienced that.
It's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
Clapping.
Why are you clapping?
Dude, I landed in Costa Rica, and that freaking plane was going like.
Yeah, if there's some turbulence, I get it. But if it's a regular flight,
Not only were they clapping, they were praying. Out loud.
No, if the plane's going like that, the only thing you should be clapping is that hot chick's cheeks in the seat next to you. You don't know if you're going to land or not. Not your damn hands.
All right, Shine. Good pick, Catman. Shine coming in with the third round pick.
I am. I'm going to continue my Blanchine School of Driving, and we are going with the newest phenomenon. And again, it just makes my blood boil when someone stops like the regular flow of traffic to let somebody in. I need some demolition cars so I can just ram into the back of them.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
When somebody, like if you're in traffic and someone lets someone in that's trying to merge.
Not if we're like
stopping the flow of traffic though. That's courtesy.
No, yeah. No, that is courtesy. Not if we're like kind of inching forward. But there are people that are like the red light is a quarter mile up. And because there's a red light like up the road.
Yeah.
Like they like stop to let people in and then like continue. But like just go. And then naturally, those people are going to get in when there's a break in the traffic. I don't know. Does that not make sense?
Doesn't to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I can't believe you guys haven't experienced this.
Sean, what do you? What do I say? What do I type?
Maybe I should change it.
No.
Maybe no. I'm the only. No.
I think it's been made.
Slowing down traffic flow by letting people in.
How are you slowing down to let people in?
Like sometimes
they just don't.
You don't have to let the person in because everyone's moving. Now, if everyone's slow and stopping, you can let a person in to let them in. But if everyone's constantly moving to then stop and let someone in, it's
unnecessary. Like the other day, I literally was making a left turn and there was somebody making a right turn. We're going to the same place. And that person stopped. There's no stop signs. That person stopped and tried to wave me on.
Yeah.
No, I'm making the left. You have the right of way. Okay.
So he was stopping the cars behind him.
That's not you make the right turn and then I follow.
Right.
It's a traffic pattern. That's
okay. So people, so people like breaking the flow of traffic by stopping, I guess.
Yeah. It's not going to, people aren't going to understand it unless they listen, but
ghost merges? What are we?
How about the inability of some to merge while driving?
Yeah, just go people who don't know how to merge.
Non-mergers. So you have yielding and non-mergers.
Yeah, that's better.
Questionable. This next one is not. All of us.
I don't like having you follow me.
All of us have dealt with emails in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially working in the school system, you get someone says, "Oh, congratulations!" and so and so's new principal, and you're like, "Oh, cool." You know, if it's someone you know, you might send them an email, "Hey, congrats on the new job." But when somebody hits reply all to an email, and all 1,000 employees get thank you or just congrats 50 times that day. What you should be fired instantly. If you hit reply all, if you hit reply all on an email and not reply to the one person or just send them a separate email, you deserve to be fired because you clearly can't work on a computer and you don't know what you're doing. Don't reply all to emails that are unnecessary. It's unbelievable. No one wants to hear you say congrats or thank you to somebody else when there's so many people involved. I just can't. Does it not drive anybody else mad?
It's annoying.
Man, it's awful.
So can I jump on that real quick?
Yeah.
Don't reply all and then say stop hitting reply all.
I like the people that are like, hey, everyone just sees that.
It just keeps going. And then it just doesn't stop. It's like a not like stop. And then people finally like capitalizing, like stop using reply all. And
it's like, not even like I'm like a kind of an OCD neat freak. Like I don't want where my inbox says like 12 or 3. I have to like clear out all my emails. I read them all quickly. So if I get like 7 emails one night overnight, I'm like, why are there 7 emails? Oh, it's because someone hit reply to all and it was like one word response is like, cool, yes, see you there to everybody. It's pretty infuriating. So replying all to emails instead of replying. Next. JCat?
I have so much hate flowing through me right now. I'm going to go with one-uppers. People who, regardless of what you have said, they've got a story that is more outrageous and more wonderful than anything that you've ever done. And it happens all the time. I have to kind of reel myself in on that. Like when I'm trying to relate to people, when you want to relate to somebody, you don't want to one-up them. You just want to say, oh, maybe I've had a similar situation, especially like in new social circles. You try to, you know, latch on to something and say, oh, well, I had a similar experience, right? So I have to make sure that I'm not the one-upper person. But we've all got that person who just, it's just whatever you've done, whatever is going on. Oh, well, you climbed, you know, this mountain wearing a North Face. Well, I climbed it wearing, you know, a wrestling singlet or something like that. Like one-uppers is just, it's ridiculous. Like people.
That analogy.
We'll just make up dumb shit to be like, oh, I'm cooler than you. Like, cool. Be cooler than me. But like, you know, that's
JCat. Kristen Wiig's character on SNL. Penelope.
Yeah, exactly.
She won us everybody. And she always goes so extreme. It's like.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the moon 17 times.
Yeah. She's like pulling on her hair. Yeah, it's pretty solid. Look that up. But one-uppers. I don't notice that as much. All right, solid pick. Bomar? Make this a personal one, Bomar.
Contemplating.
I have a personal one I know will make it to the last. I'm going to use him as my last pick. It's a personal one. But I'm going to have to go people that use internet shorthand in face-to-face conversations. Like, Laugh Out Loud, OMG, YOLO. I cannot stand that. Cannot stand that. We're not talking on the internet. We don't need to say laugh out loud. I could tell it's funny by your expressions.
Or you've heard someone say LOL out loud?
Yeah, yes.
People do that? Yeah. Like,
I gotta go get
some. BRB, I've heard.
BRB. But...
Be right back. You can't say be right back. You have to say BRB.
The amount of syllables.
It's because you're on the internet.
Yeah.
It's awful. Awful.
Of course, internet hate man right now.
Hate, like the Croachies.
I have so many pet peeves.
I
would be happy with any of the.
You guys tell me, you guys said you, when you are in a conversation with people, you've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, but no one really does it either. Not people I talk to. But YOLO is not an internet shorthand. It's an acronym. That's not internet shorthand. BRB and LOL. Yeah, I get that. Or
yeah,
ROFOLA or whatever. That's yeah, but nobody's, I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as commercials.
You guys will notice it.
All right. Birdo?
I have so many. And I would take any of them on my draft because they're all so annoying. And I just thought of one that was not on my list, but I'm going to save it. I got back-to-back picks. So I'm going to say this one. And I think it's going to come down to on the voting as I'll save the wording for that. But here, okay. You can't tell me this doesn't happen to all of you. If you're waiting for like a web page to load or an app to open, and it's taking a little bit longer than you think it should take, and you're like, all right, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. And then it's like, all right, what's going on? And as soon as you start moving your cursor over to the X, and as soon as you put your finger down on the mouse, the webpage opens up. You're like, and then it closes out because you hit the X. It's so annoying, and it happens more than it should. But I'm going to simplify it and just saying like slow lagging internet. Like when things just don't open properly and you have to like just stare at the screen, like waiting for something to buffer or start, it just drives me nuts. Like,
that's different. That other thing you said, it never happened to me in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. Never bothered me if I did. I'd be like, dang, maybe like once or twice. Slow internet's pretty good. I never thought about that, actually.
Slow, lagging, it all kind of is combined. So this one is such a pet peeve of mine, but I know people are going to say, oh, you just because you're doing it wrong, and it's just not true. I might have to let that go. No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's okay. Let's say you went grocery shopping and you brought home a box of, I don't know, Cheerios, maybe some Fruit Loops with marshmallows. Maybe you got some Cheez-Its, some Wheat Thins, some Triscuits, anything with the box. Now, the boxes are designed for you to open it up, and there's two little glue tabs that are supposed to keep it down. And that whole entire flap is supposed to open, and then you open the other flap, and you push down a little tab, and it's supposed to fit in together. It never works. The box never separates properly where it doesn't tear, and the tab never fits in the slot. So it's always like open and cracked. I hate it. Like, why can't they design the box to properly close without like perforated tabs and those glue things? They don't work. I hate it so much. Every time I open a box of cereal, every time I say, this is going to be the time I get it right. And I try to slide my finger under it. They like separate the glue from the box and it just sticks to it. I'm like, oh, I hate it. J-Cat's looking like that's never happened to him.
It's never happened to me, but what am I supposed to type? Snack boxes not shutting properly?
Opening packages? Opening boxes?
I don't know.
Operator error, brother. I'm sorry.
Not true. I can go. Oh, I will go prove it on camera. I have an unopened box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now I will open it right now, and I guarantee the part sticks to the glue and doesn't rip open the right way.
Yeah, but you hold the other side and just pull that part up. Yeah, it always slips right in.
No, Rob,
we gotta stay on track.
No,
we gotta stay on track.
I always manhandle it.
So box tabs not closing properly.
Man.
Triscuits in parentheses.
That's a bad, yeah. You're telling me.
Instant regret.
No, I hate it. It never works. Ever.
All right. Bomar?
Other than being late, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. I mean, biggest pet peeves. I can't stand, even with my wife or my kids, when I share my spoon or my fork or whatever I'm eating with, and they want to take a taste of something, and they bite something, and then they, like, you know, like, say it's peanut butter or ice cream, and they don't get all of it off the freaking utensil. It's disgusting.
What, they take, like, an extra lick to get it all off?
No, they leave it there.
No, they leave it there. It's awful. I'm like, I look at the spoon, I'm like, you need, like, the rest of this off. Like, I don't care if you lick all over the spoon, but if you leave food there, it's disgusting. Take it all off before you give it to me. I don't know how you put that, but that is a big pet peeve of mine.
So angry.
Oh, that's so bad. That's a pet peeve, Rob. It's a pet peeve.
No, I get it. Yeah. I just thought I missed in that, Eric. I don't know. Second.
Leaving food on a utensil when sharing.
Oh, yes.
I pictured like a little glob of peanut butter still sitting there.
Oh, man. You guys would eat that? I mean, that's disgusting. You guys,
thought about that. I don't know.
Bo, I am so on board with you that because my kids, when I
say, cat,
daddy, I want a bite, I'm like, oh, don't leave
that remnant.
So bad.
That's like, you know what else? It's like leaving, like sharing your drink with your kids and leaving floaters in your drink. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Oh.
Floaters.
But the utensil thing is, I mean, you honestly have to ask my whole family. My whole family knows.
Wash.
Awful.
All right, J-Cat. Next pick.
So this next thing, it's a fashion trend now with the younger generation. I want to preface this by saying that I hate white socks to begin with. White socks are terrible. But the high white Nike socks that they're always dingy that these kids are wearing, it makes me want to throw up when I see someone wearing like these, you know, they're like, you know, they're like the like, you know, just before your calf Nike socks, they're wearing them with Vans. They're wearing them with those Yeezy sandals and all that, but they're always dirty. Dirty white socks are disgusting. Like, I've never seen one of these kids with clean white socks in my life. They're always like some type of gray or brown or dingy ass. Like, do you not have detergent at your house? Do you not have OxyClean? And you're going to wear these things. And now girls are wearing these things too.
J-Cat, what percentage of these males that are wearing these socks are also wearing khaki shorts that are 3 inches too short?
78.7%.
I agree. I'm absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
All right. I got the next pick. I came in with like a pretty big board. I had some that were highlighted in red that I was like, knew I was going to get. I've gotten everything I wanted so far. Now I'm like really debating on picking these. I have like these like second place like green fonts. I think I might actually take one of them because I hate it just as much, but I think these are gonna get more votes. I hate putting sunscreen on kids, specifically myself, because of like when you're doing your legs, because they're like hairy. So like if you have this, the spray stuff is obviously the greatest thing ever created, but it's still a pain in the butt. But putting on regular sunscreen on your body, and imagine if you were like a hairy person, like it just gets tangled in it and you're really literally rubbing for like, it probably takes 20 minutes to put on sunscreen legit. And then it just washes off in the water. So what's the point? But putting sunscreen on kids or yourself, just putting sunscreen on people is, I cannot stand doing it. I absolutely hate it. I do it because I have to, but now my son actually does put it on his own face. He like rubs it in pretty good. And he's got like the white face, dead presidents. But it's, I can't stand doing it. Oh.
And I, being a large person, it doesn't matter how good I go for myself with sunscreen. There'll be a
patch,
part of my body. Yeah. And it just fries. Yeah. It's like the sun finds that one part and wants to kill
it. So what was the point? Right. All that time spent.
Sun concentrates its area there.
Exactly. It's like, and I can't wear my belt right for like a week.
Sunscreen spray.
Yeah, I get it. But like spray on your face is weird. Like doesn't, I don't know, just putting on, what's it called? Not liquid, solid sunscreen. What's that?
Lotion.
Lotion?
Okay. It puts the lotion on the skin.
I hate it. And I hate Buffalo Bob.
Hey,
not a big deal. Nothing happened.
I thought you tried to put a roof flare up your bunghole.
All right. Shine, fourth pick.
Fourth pick. I'm going to jump off my driving bandwagon. And this time...
Probably a good idea.
I'm going to choose... Oh, there's plenty. Plenty.
Oh, I know.
Nothing is worse. When it typically happens, I feel like, when you go out to eat, it can happen other places too. When you sit down somewhere and either your chair or the table has one leg that is shorter than the others,
wow,
and you get the wobble. The wobble table, the wobble chair.
Good pick.
It just kills everything. Yeah. Kills your whole mood. Like, if it's the table, every time you put your arms on the table, it like shifts everything. And then you let go, and then it goes back and like shoots whatever's on the table up in the air. Or if you're like, if it's a stool, anytime you like shift your weight a little bit, you're like on a seesaw.
Wobbly stool's pretty bad.
Blanchine, what's your go-to fix? Napkins or Splenda packets?
Ooh, napkins. I was thinking coasters.
Yeah, coasters, because they won't, like, you get enough of them.
Yeah.
Solid.
What's this, Outback, Kookaburra Wings coasters?
And that's so true. Like, like if it's the table, I kind of understand you can't really replace the table, but the chair needs to go. If it needs to be fixed, take it out of there, do something. Wobbly tables, chairs.
Wobbly furniture, I put.
Fourth good pick.
One. Shine, I'm gonna blast your pick right now. Only because that pick's locked in. Only because wobbly carts in grocery store or Walmart are 1,000 times worse than that, because every single one is wobbly. So I didn't even think about that, but that's... You done messed up.
You got the wheel that spins.
You're like, oh my god! Or the cart that just drags to the right. It's like, so angry. Dang,
Jason, are you sure it's not just because your head's going one way and the other way when you're sitting
down? Omar, it's a solid zinger, bro. That stays in. To move your head back and forth.
Looks like a cat called a bullfrog. Steve
burning calories.
All right, that means Catman. You got the last two pick. Your last two picks. What you got, son?
Well, so I know this is a technological innovation that's designed to make our lives easier, but it's like a 50-50 shot. I can never just get in and out. And I know it's kind of been a trend here with like standing in line, trying to get somewhere. You want to get out of the store. Self-checkout.
Oh, really? You hate it?
It's a pet peeve of mine.
Watching
people try to do it.
Yeah.
And standing in line is like agonizing sometimes, because you're sitting there and it's like, all right, come on, hit the button. Okay, come on, get your stuff in the bag. Okay, come on. And then you see the light flash and you're like, oh, you just have like a loaf of bread and you just want to like leave it open. Like, it's just, it's painful. And then on the other side, when you're self-checking yourself out, certain places, like you have to like, you have to put everything, because it weighs it, right? So it won't let you continue. So like if you're in, you're going too fast, and then they'll stop you. And they'll be like, no, you need to wait. And then a person has to come over and help you anyway. So what's the point of self-checkout?
It just that produce, bringing that produce up wrong.
Bugs me.
Rob, wow. I was at Lowe's yesterday, self-checkout. I was the first person in line, but all the self-checkout were taken up. Three older people were in front of me. And I could tell they didn't know what they were doing. And I'm like, I was contemplating to going over to the other lane.
Long that line. Was,
I'm like, what do I do here? Like you said, like, it's just ridiculous. I 100% agree with you.
It's not the technology, it's the old people.
When the first red light starts, there's flashing. 19 self-checkouts and two like ringers. And so it's like, you don't have much of a choice. I hate card only. I want to pay cash. It's like all of them are card only. I'm like, Catman, last pick, fifth round pick. Start us off.
So this one kind of might come back to hurt me a little bit, because JCat kind of hit it a little bit earlier. But it just, tipping for takeout.
Oh, so bad.
Right there.
It just irks me. And like, sometimes I can understand, like, if I go somewhere and someone's like, actually, I see them like prepare the meal, and, like, they're putting it like a Chinese food place or something. But like, if I'm going to pick up a pizza And I literally walk in, I see them like grab the pizza box and move it like 2 feet to the register. And then she hits the iPad thing and it's like, oh, do you want to leave a tip? And it's like 20%, 25%,
30%. No, I don't want to.
Definitely hit zero.
You just paid for the pizza. Why am I looking around?
Like, that was.
I just paid $16.49 for a pizza. I ain't giving you.
I drove here and paid for the gas.
So maybe I'm old curmudgeon here, but no, I do agree with JCat, treating wait staff great. My wife was a waitress forever, but tipping for takeout is like where I draw the line.
I totally agree. And then I always feel bad if I don't. Like, I'm awkward. I'm like, but you didn't do anything. You handed me a bag. Who am I tipping?
I don't like $15
for a sandwich. Why am I going to pay $21 for a sandwich?
I totally agree. But I will say, during, like, when we were at the height of the COVID pandemic, I amended my ways because of what was going on.
I understand that. Yes.
Back to be able to, you can go sit at places and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm not going to give you extra money because, like you said, you moved a pizza 2 feet. Like,
yeah. So I'm going to put tipping for takeout during non-pandemic times.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, you've got to put that in there.
That's a pretty solid pick. This may sound bad, but like, even someone like Arita's, like, I just paid $11 for two small gelatis, and I'm like, I got to give you an extra dollar or two. Like, dang, like, how much am I paying for these water ices? Like,
the difference with that is there's no option. There's no option not to. If you get takeout at a restaurant, you could sit in there and eat. You really can't sit in a Arita's. Right. So, like, give the kid an extra dollar.
You can't get your own. You can't get your own.
That's bull crap, because you don't tip when you go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or anything like that. It's the same thing. It's takeout. You don't tip for that.
Yeah, but they're usually kids. You know what I mean?
I went to Chick-fil-A the other day and spent $42.
Not Chick-fil-A. $42.
For the whole family.
Thanks. I hope you got those points, son.
It must not have been payday.
But like Rob said, like, I don't need a tip for that. It's the same thing.
Where's the line?
Here's the line. When I worked for King's Ice Cream, and we had a line around the building, and you order 5 milkshakes, your ass better put something in my tip jar.
Shine, what you got? Last pick.
This is the hardest one. Last week, or last pod, I was like crawling, trying to get 580 songs. Here I could go 10 deep, easy. Every dad out there is going to feel this one. And if not, teach me your tricks. Leaving lights on when you leave a room is a pet peeve of mine. And it's impossible. I think if I went around this home just constantly and just turned off lights, I think it would be a really good workout for me. The amount of steps that I would get up and down, I don't know. Like, sometimes I could walk past a room, turn the light off, go do one thing, come back to the room, and the light's back on. And I'm like questioning, like, did I just turn it off? Yes, I did.
Ghost electricity?
Is someone playing a trick on me? Maybe. No, it was probably just one of the four others that entered the room, because my wife is just as guilty as the three kids. But
yeah, you guys, real quick, not to interrupt. Do you guys close the toilet lid when you're done?
Yes.
Yeah. My kids.
You don't. Put the seat down, right?
Seat down. Yeah.
So, like, I'm real conscious of it now because we have like cats. And since we've got a cat, every time people come over, they don't put the toilet seat down. Men, women, kids, it doesn't matter. Specifically, the one who's not on the podcast right now, he stepped out for a second. His family it's just like, raise the toilet seat. See how high you can keep it up. Mind-boggling to me. Like, adults, I'm like, who doesn't put the toilet seat down?
Hold on. You mean the lid or the seat?
Both. The lid. They're both two in one, really.
Yeah.
In the public restroom, I'd like kick it down with my foot. I'm not talking about touching it with your hands. I'm just talking, like, in my house, like, people don't put the seat down.
If I'm in a friend's house or a person's house, I leave it the way I found it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm the first one there. If I see that the seat is down and the lid is up, that's how I'll leave it. Now, if I go into a bathroom and I see that both the lid and the seat are down, I will leave it the way I found it.
Now, me and JCat are on point tonight, because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Shine.
No, it's all good.
It's similar, and I just was curious. It was like
my sixth pet peeve is interrupting, but we won't go there.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
Caught off.
All right, my last pick. I have five that are just like jumping out at me, and I can't wait to just rattle off my honorable mentions real quick. We won't talk a lot about them. I narrowed it down to two. It really shouldn't bother me because it doesn't have anything to do with me, but stupid baby names or just names of kids, people. If your parent names you something idiotic, and don't worry, I have a list of some bad names in the history of the world and personal experience. I just get so mad thinking about that kid having some of these names. Absidy, the name is spelled A-B-C-D-E, but pronounced Absidy. As of 2017, by the way, 373 girls had this name, Absidy. You guys are not outraged, but okay. How about God's Gift? That's somebody's name. Hashtag was somebody's name. How about this one? Ice Stain. Now let's think about this. Water doesn't stain. So Ice Stain isn't only a name. It's not even a thing. I just recently found this one. Decoldest.
Decoldest Ferguson? The kid who plays in Nebraska who has the HVAC NIL deal?
Yes, him. I stumbled upon that. This one, this is a New Zealand name. New Zealand objected to the name Fish and Chips, but not this name. Number 16 Bus Shelter. Somebody's name. Areola, Velveeta, Jesus Condom, and the name Guy is awful. Just if your name is Guy, get out of here. I see Rob laughing, but there's no sound coming through. I cannot stand when people have bad, terrible names. Like, it just, again, it shouldn't bother me, but it really does.
I'm gonna name you guys.
Imagine a kid or a baby named Guy. Like, I guess when they're grown up, it's like naming a kid old man.
Hey, Guy.
I'm just putting people with stupid names. All right, J-Cat.
I got a ton, but I got two I'm trying to waffle between. But you know what? All right. Ketchup juice. You know what that is, right? It comes out before the ketchup actually comes out. You try as hard as you want to make sure the ketchup juice doesn't flow. But as soon as it touches whatever it wasn't supposed to touch, I no longer want to eat that piece of whatever the hell it was. And I try to fight ketchup juice. Ketchup juice sneaks in there all the time. It's just clear freaking liquid before the wonderful ketchup comes out. I'll turn the bottle upside down. I'll shake it. I'll hit the Heinz 57. It doesn't matter. All over my burger, and I'm like, I don't even want my burger anymore. And it leaves this weird stain on the bread if you're putting it on the bun.
This makes me laugh even more because otherwise I would have no idea what you're talking about. But literally 2 days ago, Libby like yelled at me because I put ketchup on. She goes, "You never turn it upside down. You never shake it first. And you always get that liquid." And I was like, "Who cares? You just cover the liquid up with like the actual ketchup."
No, that's awful.
I'm not putting on a burger like in a side basket of fries, like in the corner, just like squirt it. And it's just, you're just going to dip in the ketchup part, not the juice part anyway. So who cares?
It gets all watery.
When you're at home, you just go over to the sink and get a pre-squeeze it into the sink, and then you know your regular squeeze is going to be good to go.
I got time for all that, man. I got two rugrats. I got a wife, man. I need my ketchup right.
I got a
mustard.
Wife.
There's mustard juice too, man.
I don't like mustard, so I don't have to worry about it.
I like that mustard.
Mustard also has a mustard plug. It's disgusting.
Oh, that thing. Even brown mustard has that. It comes out. It's so crusty. Oh, it's so bad.
Ah, condiment crusts. All right. Bomar?
Man, there are so many left. So many. Join with your mouth open. Nobody wants to see your food.
Who does?
When you're eating your dinner, kids, your lunch, your breakfast. We don't want to see it falling out of your mouth. Chew with your mouth closed, please. Please do that.
Please.
Okay. So the best thing about winning the 80s draft is that I can probably rattle off my honorable mentions first, like Eric does when he wins. So sit tight, boys. This is an honorable mention. When people tuck their ears into their hat.
Rob's doing it now.
I'm not.
I know. Just messing.
The first time I saw someone do that, I was like, do they know their ears are in their hat? Like, they're not wearing it properly. All right. Honorable mention. Stickers on things like price tags and fruit. And you try to anything. You try to peel it off and it never comes off in one peel. Drives me nuts. People that talk or make noise in movie theaters, especially with new water bottle craze, how hard is it to take a sip of water and put it back down? And just crinkle it, crinkle it, crinkle it. All right, got one for you guys. Anytime you call a
business. It's your pick?
No. Anytime you call a business and hear this, please listen carefully to as our menu options have changed. Who's memorizing the options that they have to like not know that? Like, just give me the options. I don't want that sentence ever again. Autocorrect mistakes. Like, no, I spelled of. I was not trying to spell it. And it changes like words that are spelled correctly.
I had it on my list.
How about when the shipping costs more than the item?
I see it.
When you're watching a movie or TV and there's some dialogue said that is you just can't hear it. You can rewind it four times and you still can't hear it. And you have to put subtitles on and be like, oh, that's what they said. Like, could they enunciate? It's only a $400,000, $1 million movie. Can we get some like enunciation? All right, which leads me to this. I don't even want to pick this because I hate it so much. I cannot believe no one picked it. I don't want it on my team because it's so hated. We live in a world where our phones are glued to us and not too many people want to get phone calls, but nobody wants to get a phone call from a telemarketer or an unknown number. And the phone rings and you're like, oh, this must be important. Someone's calling me. And it says spam risk or a number that, oh, that looks like something that I might need to answer. Maybe it's my doctor's office or something. And no, it's a telemarketer. I don't know, understand how I do know how it exists. Cause I watched a show about it, but telemarketers interrupting you or like when you're doing something important and like the phone rings like, oh, what is it? I got it in a telemarketer. Like it's awful.
That's, I can't believe it, that is a fifth round pick. That's first round pick worthy. It is. All right, Bomar, honorable mentions.
Man, the fact that Bobby didn't pick any of my honorable mentions is unbelievable.
Me neither.
Tailgating, standing in the middle aisle of a grocery store, people that constantly move, tapping. So, like, when people are, like, just, like, constantly, like, have to, like, tap while they're, like, you know, eating dinner or something, it's awful. Cell phone use in inappropriate times. Correcting someone's grammar. Cannot stand that. I don't care. I'm a freaking adult. I don't care if you don't think I don't know how to speak right. Sorry. Repeating literally in every sentence. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink. Line drifters. Pushy. J-Cat. Jason. Pushy vegans.
Wait, what's a line drifter?
Someone that's driving and they drift over to the left lane or to the right lane.
Essentially,
they're on lane drifters. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like in line. Okay.
Pushy vegans. People who think they're a big deal. Hey. I'm sorry. Group chats. Dragging feet. Leaving car door open. Detours. Saying like all the time. HOAs. Lies. Passive aggressiveness. Entitlement. And that's it.
Omar coming in hot.
There's associations.
People yeah. think they are terrible. I've learned.
Oh, yeah. I don't have one. It's amazing.
I know.
Neither does Bo. That's why I was wondering why it's
dragging feet.
I have to deal with them. It's awful.
No. Oh, true. Yeah.
J-Cat?
Girls or women who call their significant other daddy. That makes me cringe every time. When a random dude pulls up next to you at the pisser and there's so many other stalls open.
Etiquette, man.
Yo, stop meat gazing. People who are overzealous in support of political figures. This could be the riding with Biden, feel the burn, MAGA. Anybody who supports a singular political figure to me is a idiot because that's not how this thing works. That is fanaticism. I've said this many times. When the EAGLES Eagle chant breaks out at a Phillies game.
Hey, go Birds.
I thought he was going to say when the EA Sports logo comes up before a game. EA Sports. Like, he hates that.
I love that. That's
it's in great. The game.
And so my last two are people who are intolerant of other people's culture and the damn Dutch.
Nice. All right, mine, secondhand smoke was going to be my fifth round pick. And it's not as bad. I feel like not as many people smoke cigarettes. Obviously, you can't do it indoors, so it's not that bad anymore. Vaping, I don't mind because it smells like fruity and stuff. But I hate the smell of cigarette smoke. I hate it. Not having a price on something boils my blood. And I guess because I'm like kind of like a thrifty shopper, like I'm not gonna buy a shirt for like $40 if I don't need it. Like I don't need a shirt. Like I'm gonna wait for it to go like $20. You know what I mean? And when I find it and it doesn't have a price on it, it just makes me so mad. Berto, I thought when you talked about shaking hands earlier, I know you hate it, but I thought you were gonna say, I hate when people try to shake your hand and they squeeze it like they're in a strongman competition. Why are you, I get it. Nice firm handshake. No, first of all, I don't really want to touch your hand. Second of all, relax. Just shake it, not break it off. The tight grip is unbelievable. I hate it. And then
wait, boy.
What?
Take it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Wearing sunglasses indoors when people do that drives me nuts. The generic ringtone, Auld Lang Syne, when people don't change it, like it's just the default chain. Come on. There's 70 ringtones to pick. Just change that one, please. I think of Jurassic Park 3 when it gets like in the Spinosaurus, when it gets eaten. Can't stand it. And, oh, we talked about autocorrect. Speed bumps. Oh, my gosh. Speed bumps. Speed bumps are awful. Huge gaps in line. When people leave huge gaps in the line, I get, yeah, you can't go anywhere, but just move up. Just fill in the gap. When someone puts their feet on a dashboard when they're driving, when the passenger seat, like, I don't know why, but I get really, really mad thinking about it. I don't know if it's because, like, in Death Proof, when the dude gets in the accident and, like, the lady, like, splits in half and a leg goes out the window, I just think of, like, how dangerous that is if you were to be in an accident. Putting stuff together, building things, I hate it. I'm terrible at it. And my number one honorable mention are flies. Flies, the buzzing sound they make, the grossness of a fly. They're like known to be just around poop. And so they're always touching poop and then landing on things, usually food and whatnot. But think about a porta potty fly, because they're always there. Just think about what they land on. And you know, when you're peeing and there's flies buzzing around, they sometimes like go through the stream. And then like, if they come near you, I get like real panicky. I get so angry thinking about if this touches me, I'm going to freak out. I hate flies.
I
was peeing the other night in a clean porta potty. It wasn't even used yet for the day because the lid was down. It was early in the morning and there were two flies in it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's gonna go through my pee and it's gonna land on me. I'm gonna freak out.
He is Pingo. You are like the buzzing of flies to him.
And I'll die. Blanchine, honorable mentions. Let's do it.
All right. So two other driving ones I let go were those constant brake tappers.
Oh,
as you're going down, driving
for no reason
is ridiculous. And then the ones that slam on their brakes to stop at a yellow light. If you had to slam on your brakes, that meant you could have gone right through.
Yeah. No sense of urgency. Don't care where they're going. Have no exactly. time, sense of time. Probably going to be late and they don't care.
Essentially, I feel like I could drive from point A to point B if I was on my own without hitting a brake. So anytime a stupid car makes me touch my brakes, I usually get angry. It's just how it works. And then my one non-driving thing I still had left that wasn't mentioned were those child leashes. Anytime I see a child on a leash, I don't know what looks more ridiculous. The child on a leash or a cat on
the owner. Oh, true.
But unless you're like Octomom, you shouldn't be having your child on a leash.
Sean, how do you feel about invisible dog leashes?
What, like the invisible
those bench? Novelty things. No, like you walk around with a leash and there's like nothing on it.
That looks better than a child on a leash.
True.
In the sake of helping keeping this podcast moving, I'll stop there.
Well, I got one more.
Expecting
Hold on. And Catman, after the 100 you just heard, do you have any left?
Rumble strips on the side of the road. Driving crazy. Like
going through a toll.
Either or. But like it's awful. Like sometimes you have to like go over a little bit and you hit it and it just it's awful. Rumble strips. Blue cheese, awful.
What?
Terrible. So half the summer house's like menu, awful. Because blue cheese is in everything. Wind in general, just wind. It's just annoying. It's whenever I understand we need it for weather and movements and patterns and things like that, but it's really annoying when it's like really windy out. People that park their car at a gas pump and walk inside when like you're
raining.
Drives me crazy. Just total like lack of respect for other people. And, like, you're sitting in a car, they see you. When there's like open parking spots, like you could clearly just park up. Drives me crazy.
Are they going inside to pay with cash? That's what I always wonder.
Not always. I mean, maybe, but like they come out with snacks. Like, you know,
those cash people have to pay before you pay pump, don't you?
Yes, they park and they walk inside. But no, he's right. It's insane. Like, don't park in a gas pump.
And then just customer service is dead. Like, I just asking anyone in any store any information about what they're selling, you know, like store retail associates, customer service in general. That's all I agree.
Shoe sizes. Why do kids' shoe sizes go from like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 and starts over at 1? Like, it's stupid. Shoe sizes and clothing sizes are not universal, and it drives me nuts. I can wear a shirt in one brand that's extra large, and if I wear extra large in another one, it's like three sizes too big.
That's true. That's bad. Non-universal sizes is pretty good. All right. Well, that's wrapping up the pet peeves draft before we get out of here for our finale. We're extra packed episode. We got closest for the win. Got 5 questions for y'all. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Starting with Catman. Number 1, experts say you can become addicted to being late. Despite the general public's agreement that tardiness can read as rude or irresponsible, what percentage of participants surveyed claim to be never late for work? This is according to a Faces magazine article in 2021. What percentage of people claim that they're never late for work? Starting with Catman.
88%.
Shine.
62%.
JCat.
75%.
Bomar.
So my original guess was 69%, so I'm going to stick with that.
Birdo.
I'm going to go with 1 just to get everything.
The correct answer is 48%. So Birdo, you scored the point. 48% of people claim they're never late for work. Number 2, starting with Shine. People cracking their gum is a common pet peeve. Invented by Frank H. Fleer, what year was Double Bubble, the first bubble gum, invented?
1932.
JCat.
1941.
41?
Yeah.
Bomar.
27.
Bro.
1919.
Catman.
1918.
The correct answer was 1928. Bomar was 1 off.
That was close.
1 off. Yeah, pretty good.
I picked my mama's birthday.
Nice. JCat, starting with you, number 3. Another pet peeve is people not picking up after their pets, specifically dogs. Dogs defecate about 10 million tons every year. In contrast, how much do cats produce every year? According to catsource.com, how much poop do cats poop every year? Dogs are 10 million tons.
3.3 million.
Bomar?
I want to say, is that domestic cats only, or is that like wild animal cats only?
Domestic, like, I assume.
I don't think they're measuring wild
cats. Yeah. The Serengeti.
What'd you say,
JCat?
3.3?
3.3 million.
That's a good question, though.
I'm going to go with 1.1.
I'll go
1.1. 1.1 what?
Million.
Okay. Million. I have to figure that. I was just making sure. All right, bro.
I'm going
to
go 2.0 million tons. 2 million, million tons.
Catman?
0.5.
You are the Catman. What?
2.5.
All right. And Shine?
What's the highest?
3.3.
Do 3.4 million.
The correct answer, I did not talk to Bomar earlier, but 1.2 million tons. So he was 0.1 million or below.
Well, dogs are disgusting.
Dogs are duking it up all over the place.
Of the average.
You're telling me a cat produces 1/10 the amount of doo-doo as dogs?
Apparently.
Yes.
That's why
there might be more dogs too.
Greenhouse gases.
My cat poops like once a day, and it's like this big.
Well, I have one cat that does, and the other one just drops enough for both of them. Number four, starting with Bomar. Dude Perfect, the internet trick shot group, apparently have a mock music video for a song called Pet Peeves. How long is that music video? It's pretty funny. You should watch it.
I literally watched it before the draft.
Bomar.
3.8 minutes.
3 huh? point what? What's 3.8?
I don't know.
3 minutes, how many seconds?
I need, yeah, I need minutes and seconds.
All right, all right. Oh, hold on. Let's do 4 minutes.
All right. Bro.
3 minutes and 14 seconds.
Gosh. Catman.
2:44. 2:44? Yeah.
Shine.
3 minutes, 15 seconds.
Bro.
JCat.
3:25.
Correct answer is 3 minutes and 29 seconds. So JCat, closest for the win.
I couldn't remember it. I listened to that last night. Like I was like doing research and I just couldn't remember. I knew.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before.
I was actually going to mention it in the podcast because of Bobby. He loves Dude Perfect. I was like,
well, they talk about, they talk about the mustard juice and they talk about Absidy in that video.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. Starting with Bro, I am definitely not the most patient person, and I'm guilty of doing this, but another common pet peeve is when people press the elevator button that's already been pressed as if it does something. Since the number is considered extremely unlucky in a lot of countries, a lot of buildings opt to remove the 13th floor from their floor plans. Otis Elevators Company estimates that approximately what percentage of buildings with their elevators do not have a number 13 button? So how many Otis elevators, which are most of them, don't have a 13th floor button? Starting with Bro.
92%.
Catman.
85%.
Shine.
72%.
JCat.
95%.
Bomar.
1%.
The correct answer, and for the doubler point, was Catman, 85%. Buildings do not have the 13th floor button. So, Kevin, you got 2 points. That is closest for the win, but we're ending the season on a tie right now because Birdo and JCat were tied going into today. They both got 1 point. Here's the tiebreaker. How many points do you think you had this season in closest for the win? But between Bro and JCat, how many points do you think you had?
Do I get to go first?
Right, same time, because you can't, so you don't one-up each other.
Okay.
So you can just say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
12.
14.
JCat said 12. Birdo said 14. The correct answer, including tonight's points, is 17 points. Ah. So Birdo with the tiebreaker win. Closest for the win.
I almost said 17. I thought that was too high. Got scared.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too high because I didn't think I did that well this year. So,
Shine, you had 12, I know, coming into the night. All right, guys, before we wrap up, we're going to do a little sneak peek at our potential game for next season. It's called 50-50. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to give you only two choices, which one's correct. I feel like the pressure of the two choices is going to make it tough. I'm going to ask the question. Everyone's going to get a turn. So I'll just read the order, and you pick which one you think the correct answer is. All of these have to do with the 80s songs draft. So based on last episode. So number one, 50-50, starting with Catman. According to liveabout.com, these two songs were the top two essentials 80s songs. Which one was number one? Was it The Police, Every Breath You Take, or Survivor, Eye of the Tiger? Catman, what was the quintessential 80s song? Eye of the Tiger or Every Breath You Take?
Every Breath You Take.
Shine.
Eye of a Tiger.
JCat.
Every Breath You Take.
Bomar.
I want to say Eye of a Tiger, but I'm going with Every Breath You Take.
And Bro.
Eye of a Tiger is so 80s.
The correct answer is Every Breath You Take. Mm-hmm. Every move you make. Catman, JCat, and Bomar. Correct. Number two, according to a 2022 Variety article, which was the highest ranking soundtrack in the 80s out of these two? Now, these are not the top two, but which one was higher ranking? Dirty Dancing or Footloose?
Footloose.
Start, yeah, Shine, Footloose. J-Cat?
Dirty Dancing every day, all day.
Bomar?
Dirty Dancing.
Bro?
Dirty Dancing.
Catman?
Footloose.
The correct answer is, well, Dirty Dancing was ranked number 9, and Footloose was ranked number 7.
Yeah.
Footloose was correct.
Nobody put Baby in the Corner.
There were some good soundtracks in the 80s. Number 3. According to USA Today, which was the higher ranked song on the Top Gun soundtrack? Was it Take My Breath Away or Danger Zone? I will tell you that one was 1 and 1 was 2. So which one was number 1, basically? Starting with J-Cat, Take My Breath Away or Danger Zone?
I don't care what the answer is. Danger Zone all day
long. Omar?
I agree. Danger Zone, baby.
Birdo?
Danger Zone.
Catman?
Take My Breath Away.
Shine?
Danger Zone.
Isn't it?
The correct answer was, according to USA Today, Take My Breath Away.
Yep.
It was a bigger song than Danger Zone, apparently. All right, 2 more. You like this so far?
It won an Oscar for Best Original Song.
Yeah.
Number 4. According to chaosspin.com, what was the higher ranked rap song from the 80s? So it was like a list of 25 best rap songs. Which was higher ranked? Salt and Peppa's Push It or Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight? Starting with Bomar.
Push It. Push It real good.
Bro.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Catman.
Push It. Real good.
Shine.
Rapper's Delight.
J-Cat.
Push It, but it should be the other way around.
All right. Push It was number 4, and Rapper's Delight was number 6. So Push It was the correct answer. Rapper's Delight, I only think of Rich. Number 5. Since we all know Bro loves love, which was the best 80s love ballad according to musicgrotto.com? These were the number 1 and number 2, by the way, so it's a tough one. Was it I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner or Careless Whisper by George Michael? We all know the saxophone riff from Careless Whisper. I'll know it, Foreigner. Starting with Bro.
Foreigner.
Catman.
Foreigner.
Shine.
Foreigner.
J-Cat.
Careless Whisper.
Bo.
Foreigner.
All right. Number 2 was Careless Whisper. Number 1 was Foreigner. I want to know what love is. I was surprised by that. Careless Whisper is unbelievable. I think of Deadpool, but
I had to buck the system.
But that was pretty cool. So easy. Just kind of get some. It'll be about the episode that we do. Wasn't about pet peeves, but we already had a game about that. So that was a preview of our potential game next season. Let's wrap up this episode and season. Closing thoughts. I would like to start by saying I love this episode. It's going to be a while to get through. Take a while to get through. Still having as much fun doing the podcast, wrapping up season 3 that I did starting season 1. So please listen and suggest our podcast to someone you think would enjoy it. At least if you don't want to listen to it, send them the voting link and have them vote and help us get the votes up. We did have a lot of votes this last time, but hopefully they just keep rising. So Catman, closing thoughts on Pet Peeves Draft and Season 3. We've done 30 episodes.
No, Season 3, I'm glad to see it leave because bringing up this year most of the season. I don't know why. My teams are awesome. But we'll take a little break, and then we'll BRB in a couple weeks.
Shine?
Oh, that. 30 episodes already. I feel like continue to have fun doing this. Some episodes are definitely easier for me than others. Enjoyed these pet peeves, been making this collection over some time. Look forward to a fourth season.
We all got a lot of things off our chest this episode.
Therapeutic, sure.
Bomar? New member of the pod.
Happy to be part of the podcast now. I remember when I was the first episode I was a guest on, and you guys were talking about pet peeves. And this was by far the easiest one because, I mean, who doesn't have pet peeves? You know what I mean? I talked to everybody about it. It was just real easy. It was great to just talk to people about pet peeves all the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, it was good.
Nice. J-Cat?
Solid. Echoing what most everybody said, it's hard to believe we're 30 episodes in, but it's been great. It's a wonderful outlet for us to bond and to have some fun and connect, especially when we're, you know, hectic schedules and stuff like that. But I look forward to season four. Like, we've got a lot of good topics we've thrown around. We can delve into some different things. So let's keep this thing rolling, man. Life's a draft for life.
Woo. I will say this episode is going to determine the winner of season three. There's a couple at the top that are, you know, just a point or two away from each other. So the rankings for this final episode will determine the season three winner. And it's not, I mean, I'm up there, but I had that early run, the first three episodes winning, but I don't know. Consistency also is a good factor. So
sometimes that three burger does you well.
It helps. Yeah. Three burger without ketchup juice. Berno.
All right. Regarding the episode, the pet peeve episode was wild. As far as the season, I'll do it real quick. Superpowers, outdoor games, Star Wars, animals, produce, Disney characters, pop culture rides, sports, greatest characters, 80s music, and pet peeves. I feel like our topics are pretty funny, especially animals and fruit. Like, it's just kind of interesting that we can come up with random stuff. I will be honest, it was a little disheartening when you won three in a row. Eric won three in a row. And I'm like, man, we can't catch up to that. However, his sixth place finish recently and his another fourth place, I think, fourth or fifth, may possible get someone to slide in the first. Don't want you winning back-to-back seasons, that's for sure. I enjoy it with you guys. It's so much fun just to have something that we get to do and spend time together. And I'll leave you with Philippians 4:9.
49ers!
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening.
Hold on. Who's sixth and fifth?
Who do you think?
Jason.
He was fifth.
Was he fifth? Who was sixth? Don't tell me it's not
me. It's me. Of course it's me.
Yeah, yours was pretty bad.
I'll have my cat vote for me next time. Wow.